Hi guys, welcome back to the podcast, Wellness Walks. I'm Hannah Bright, the Women's Wellness Coach, and I'm here to talk to you about topics covering all things women's health, both physical and mental. I hope you enjoy this episode. Let's get stuck in. Right, guys, so I hope you're all having a good week this week. I know this is such a classic English thing to do, but the weather is really starting to annoy me. Over last weekend, it was like lovely. I was outside doing walks. It was really lovely. Monday, beautiful weather. And then as the week's gone on, it's got grimmer and grimmer. And as I'm recording this, looking outside, it's lashing down with rain. It's just gross. Why can't it just be nicer? although I did hear on the news earlier, it was saying that we're expecting like unusually warm weather, like 17 degrees at the end of this week. And then I looked on my app, my weather app, and had a little look, and my weather app did not say the same thing. So not sure what to believe, but we will see. Anyway, I am rambling. So have you listened to last week's podcast episode, by the way, guys? If you haven't, go back and listen to last week's episode. I had Heather Ashley on, who is a Wim Hof instructor. So cold water immersion, breath work, mindfulness, and it's just mind-blowing. It's so incredible. I've done some of her workshops and they're amazing. She's a beautiful person and you'll learn a lot from listening. So go back and have a little listen. So what have I got to update you on? Well, as we all know, or if we don't, if you're new here, I am getting married in June and I'm on a little pre-wed tread, which is going well. I've just completed 6 weeks and I lost 5 pounds in total, which isn't a massive amount. You know, a lot of people will lose double that, if not more, in 6 weeks. But for a smaller human, 5'2", sat down a lot of the day, being female, I wouldn't expect it to be much quicker than this. I have still been going out for food and having treats. I haven't restricted myself massively yet, but I do stay in my calorie deficit amount majority of the time, and my movement isn't exhausting. So yeah, it's going well. I'm on track. All is good. So that's an update on my physique. And then wedding planning is also going pretty well, actually. I'm pretty, hopefully I just cruise into this wedding as chilled as I have been up to now, because I think I'm a very chilled bride-to-be. But we will see. We still have quite a while to go, but I've booked in my dress for its alterations. I've been looking at places to have my nails done on the island, because we're getting married on Ios Island in Greece, which is near Santorini. I've obviously got my hair and makeup all sorted. I've been looking at cakes. Yeah, all of it. It's all going on, but obviously we have to use a lot of vendors and people out in the Greek islands, which makes it a little bit trickier, but we are on track, so that is all great. So anyway, let's get stuck into this week's episode. So we're going to cover what to do if you hit a bit of a fat loss plateau, which happens for most people. We all hit a plateau at some point. So what are you going to do if you hit a plateau? Like, should you change your food? Should you change your movement? Are you eating the wrong stuff? You know, a lot of people freak out when they hit a plateau, especially if they hit it for a little, you know, a week or two. And then that's when they start to get disheartened, disappointed, demotivated, and think, screw this, I'm going to go and eat a whole bag of Pick-a-Mix and 2 bottles of wine. No, not quite that extreme. But you know what I mean. That's when people throw the bag in, the towel in. God, I'm terrible at these kind of phrases. Because they feel like it's not working, so what's the point? And then they slowly put the weight back on, back to square one, and then they start another diet. So if this is you and you've been seeing some good fat loss for this year so far, you're 6 weeks in, and then it's slowed down or stopped, and you've, you know, been trying for a little, like a week or two, and you haven't seen any movement on the scales. There's two things that could be causing this. One is you aren't actually in a calorie deficit like you have been for the last 6 weeks. You know, after a little while, we become a little bit complacent. It's no longer new and exciting and shiny. And we slowly slip out of a calorie deficit. So we're slowly not tracking the food as strictly as we were at the start. We forget to add in oils or dressings or sauces, or we're having a few extra nibbles or snacks here and there and not tracking it. So you're not tracking things as tightly as you were previously. Therefore, you're not actually in the calorie deficit that you were previously. You're maybe 100 or 200 calories over a day, which for the week could be 700 to 1,400 or more calories over a day. So maybe you're more like your maintenance calories. And that's why you're stuck at a plateau and maintaining, because you are eating maintenance. So first of all, the easiest thing is to have an honest conversation with yourself and think, am I actually in a calorie deficit? Am I being as good as I was before? And it's the same with the movement. Are you still getting in your steps daily? Are you still going to the gym and actually working really hard? You know, are you still getting a sweat on when you do your cardio like you were before? Or are you starting to just get a bit lazy? All right, so that's number one. Are you actually doing the do like you were before? If you are, it's completely normal to have to change things up a little bit throughout this journey, because your body's changed, your body composition has changed. If you've lost some weight, then you may need to readjust your calorie target or readjust your movement to continue to see weight loss. You know, if you're a bigger person, you're going to need more calories. You'll lose weight on more calories and less movement than someone that's smaller. So if you perhaps were bigger before and now you're smaller, we're going to have to adjust things. So what I would suggest is not adjusting too much at once. So choose whether you're going to adjust your food or you're going to adjust your movement. And that can be personal preference some of the time. Like, do you enjoy exercise? Would you mind adding in another, I don't know, hour of cardio a week, or, you know, another 600 calories or 500 calorie burn of cardio a week? Would you enjoy that? If you hate exercise, then you might not want to change your movement. You might want to keep your movement the same and look at your diet. Or can you even fit in more exercise? Let's be practical. Can you fit it in? If the answer is no, you hate exercise and you haven't got the time for it, then you're going to have to adjust your food. So you might have to bring your calories down by 50 calories a day or 100 calories a day. I wouldn't go too extreme, like 100 calories max. That's obviously 700 calories less across the week, and see how you find that. Because we also have to be aware that when our food comes down, our energy levels might come down. We might start moving less naturally, fidgeting less, walking less, or pushing, you know, working less, not so hard in the gym. Your weights might not increase as much as they were before, or you might not, you know, run as fast as you were before or for as long. So you need to decide whether you change your movement or your food, and then give it, you know, another 2-3 weeks to see how your body adapts to that before changing anything else. I wouldn't change both things at once, because it's just not needed. It's too much. I would do one at a time, unless you really want to, you know, you can add in maybe a little bit more cardio, but not a lot. So maybe reduce your calories by 50 calories a day. So not too extreme. Probably wouldn't notice it. It's like taking out one new potato from your dinner, but it'll make a difference over the week, and then up your movement a little bit. But I would recommend doing one thing or the other rather than both at the same time, and then see how things change. You know, hopefully that should be enough for your body to start going again and start losing some fat again. And if not, then it might mean that you need to decrease your food by a little bit more. You need a bit more of a deficit, but do that after 2-3 weeks, or up your movement a little bit more, or just up your step count a little bit more. That's the easiest way to up your movement, is just adding in another 2,000 steps a day. You don't really notice it. It's not too taxing on the body. It doesn't use too much energy. It's not too tiring. It's 20 minutes of walking. It's quite easy to fit into your day. And that's quite a significant amount more movement across the week. If you do 2,000 extra steps a day, then that's 14,000 extra steps across the week. It's quite a big jump. So that would be my recommendations, all right? But if you are struggling and you want some professional help or some support, and you want to speak to myself as a coach or speak to another coach, reach out. I can help you personally, because obviously everyone's situations are different. So I'm giving you a bit of a broad overview for the average person, but everyone's situations are different. So if you do want to chat more, either the easiest way to contact me is via Instagram at Hannah Bright Wellness. Just drop me a message there, or email me hannah@hbwellness.uk, and I will get back to you as soon as possible. But hopefully that helps anyone that is stuck in a bit of a plateau. Give it a go. Honestly, there's no magic formula or any secret that I'm holding back from you. It's just you might need to decrease your food a little bit more or increase your movement a little bit more, and you should start to see things move. But do understand the closer you get to your goal weight, the less weight you have to lose, the harder it is. It is harder. It slows down, and that's normal. But you can still absolutely get there. You've just got to dig a little bit deeper and push a little bit harder and give it time. All right, that's all from me today. I hope you found that helpful, and I will catch you next week. Bye-bye. Thanks for listening, guys. Hope you enjoyed that episode. If I can ask you a big favor, please, would you be able to rate and review this podcast? I would massively appreciate it. Otherwise, if you want to connect with me, I am on Instagram at Hannah Bright Wellness. And one other thing, if you think there's someone that would benefit from listening to these podcast episodes, then please do share my podcast to them. Any friends or family members you think that will enjoy it. Otherwise, I will catch you next time. Bye.